So let's continue our worship, and today we have a dramatic skit for us, done in a church basement with church ladies on Mother's Day. And we invite you to enjoy.
Now, Mavis, did you see those kids in the sanctuary? They're planning something. I saw Sam with a blueprint.
Oh, Inez, the last time they planned something, we found glitter in the communion cups for 3 months. It's Mother's Day. It's supposed to be decent and in order.
They think they have to earn their way into the kingdom with a breakfast tray. Poor things.
Well, you know what they say, cleanliness is next to godliness. Let's see what kind of mess they're cooking up now.
Team, Mom is coming. We've got everything planned. Now, get ready.
Okay. I used 3 gallons of heavenly gold glitter. I look like a disco ball. I'm the burning bush, but I think I'm short-circuiting.
It's not burned, it's anointed by fire. Yeah, that.
Mom's coming, hide!
Here comes the chaos. Somebody get a broom.
Mom, we tried. We really did. We wanted to keep the commands and to honor and love you. We wanted to show that you that we're good kids and make you proud of us. But look at us. We're a disaster.
I'm a gluey mess. I don't feel like a child of God. I feel like a craft project gone wrong.
Am I on now?
Nope.
Never mind. We'll use this. Oh, children, you're working so hard to earn my love. Don't you know you already have it? I love you no matter what.
Art.
There's a beautiful image in the Bible. Jesus looked at his people and said he wanted to gather them as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
But don't the chicks have to be untangled first?
No, Asher. A mother hen doesn't look for perfect chicks. She hears a peep. She sees a mess, and she just opens her wings. I love you not because you're the perfect ones. I love you because you are my children, even if you feel imperfect.
So when Jesus says he won't leave us as orphans, he means he's our parent?
Exactly. You aren't orphans trying to earn a bed. You are children resting in mother's love. The Holy Spirit is the one who keeps you warm under those wings, even when you've got glitter in your hair.
I remember when my Freddy brought me a vase made out of a toilet paper roll. I didn't even care about the cardboard. I just cared about my boy.
That's it, Inez. I think the mom is trying to tell them that it is about whose you are, not what you do or who you are.
That's who God is. I still remember that verse. You remember the one we had to memorize in Sunday school some 50 years ago? Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she bore? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
Oh, I still remember the rest of that verse. Ms. Glynnis made us memorize the whole chapter of Isaiah 49, which reads, "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands."
God's love is amazing. Infinite, immeasurable, almighty, immortal, omnipresent.
Okay.
Just saying, I guess there's no one word to describe God's love.
Indeed, there isn't.
So, we're still your favorites?
Always. For sure.
Well, now that the gathering is done, who wants a cookie?
Me!
And let's get those lights off Asher before he starts a fire.
Let us pray. God, our mother, thank you for your gathering love. Thank you that you see us in our basements, our kitchens, and our messes, and you call us beloved. Thank you that our identity as your children is a gift that can never be lost, or broken, or taken away. May you keep us all tucked safely under your wings. Amen.